Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
This is fearlessness talking here. Out of his holy hill, Selah, I laid me down and slept. Some of you are having a hard time sleeping at night because you're watching too much news. Turn that off. Turn on the Word of God. Lift up your praise, and the Spirit of the Lord will give you sleep. He gives his beloved rest, the Bible says.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the Word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us on Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in this recent Wednesday night Bible study. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 2. Let's go into the message today.
Turn on the Word of God, lift up your praise, and the Spirit of the Lord will give you sleep. He gives his beloved rest, the Bible says. You can read the rest of that psalm for yourself. It's a confidence builder. Now write this down, as I only have a few minutes left in here. Add me a few more times to the clock in here. Y'all staying with me? How many we got online? Have I got two people online? I don't know. Come on, somebody ought to give me a thumbs up if you're hanging out here with me, because sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself. Amen. So watch this. I want to run this down for you. Stay with me. I'm almost through. The first primary key of the kingdom is management. Somebody say management. Thank you for those three managements. The reason many people are in trouble in a crisis today is because of mismanagement. Now you better hear what I'm telling you, because people ran to the store to buy some more toilet paper today. Some of them are hoarding it up. God never called you to hoard. Listen, hear what I'm telling you. You're not to be a hoarder as a believer. In fact, it's supposed to flow through you like a channel. But the reason why people are in trouble today is because they mismanage what God's given to them. We need righteous management through God and the keys he's given to us. Management was actually the first command of God that he gave to Adam. He said, manage this garden, be fruitful, multiply, subdue it. Management is the effective, efficient, correct, timely, delegated value of using your resources, your time, your energy to bring about God's expected end in your life. Proper management is the correct use of something. So follow this. Write this down. Here's another key for you. First key, management. Thank God we've got people that are managing this crisis in the right way. If they would have listened to everybody, listened to the media, listened to everybody's voice around here and not made principled decisions and correct decisions, then we would be in a world of trouble right now. That's the reason why people are debating all about whether or not they need to stay home, do this, do that. Let me tell you something. Use common sense. Use common sense. Before this virus ever came around, there was already the H1N1 influenza. There was all kinds of things that was floating around in the air. This is different because it is fast moving. It is a killer virus of which we have no vaccine. So wash your hands. Do principled things. Listen, all that's found in the Word of God. Wash your hands. Do it frequently. All of these are common sense things of management into your life. Here's the second key. Discipline is the key then to proper management. Discipline. If you manage your resources well, God will trust you with more. Look at what the Word says here. He says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. You know that to be true. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Disciplining our life, that's what Jesus said. Take up your cross, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. This is a key. A key is management of your resources, of your time, of your energy. Whatever you do, I know right now we've just been called and people think that this is some gigantic stay vacation. But I want you to know there's probably a yard to be raked or something. There may be a house to be painted. There's something that you need to get up and do. You should look at your neighbor and tell him no more laziness. Come on, vacation is over with. All right, here's the second key. Diligence is another key to proper management. Diligence means a consistent effort. Sometimes you're winning, sometimes you feel like you're losing. But if you're diligent in what you do, God has given a word. Follow this in Proverbs 10 and verse 4. He says this about diligence. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. Do you know that there's brand new jobs opening up in the middle of this crisis? There are people I watch today, even I think our nephew, who got hired by a company that's hiring 1,000 people statewide here in Florida. I want you to know people are picking up all new ideas. We are right here at this church in different ways that we can minister to people. That's a great thing. Don't allow this crisis, this virus, to take absolute control and drive you to the ground and make you lazy. I'm giving you some leadership in crisis here. Proverbs 22, 29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." How do you like that? Check out Proverbs 21, 5. "The plans of the diligent lead to profit as sure as haste leads to poverty." This is directed to people who are content to live, many times, are content to live off of just a handout. I want to stop right here and say this. Everybody in this country, if you qualify for this, is going to get a check in the bank. Direct deposited from the United States government through a stimulus package. Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. I talked to a preacher today about it. They were asking about this. What do you think about this? I said, I'm going to tell you, you're going to find out whose faith is in God and whose faith is in government. Those that will take that stimulus check and offer God the first fruits out of it are trusting God. And if you think that your life will be able to survive off of what they're giving you, then you're sadly mistaken. That doesn't mean that you're to fold your hands and wait for the next handout. Take that resource and be careful about it. Give your tithe to the Lord and watch God bless the rest of it in such a way that you have no room enough to receive. You are a manager, not an owner. And God will give you keys like I'm giving you tonight, management, discipline, diligence in the middle of a crisis to allow you to access things in the kingdom. And I want you to know this, the kingdom of God is not broke. The kingdom of God is not sick. The kingdom of God is not in a crisis. The kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen, is among us when the people of God operate the keys of the kingdom. Joseph was a good and godly man. He managed things well, so much so that 7 years of a harvest provided for them in 7 years of a famine. They loaded up the warehouses in Egypt, and everybody was able to eat. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of a better example right now. And by the way, I just mentioned this to someone the other day. I may be completely wrong on this, and so don't write me letters, but I do believe that in my 56 years of paying my taxes, and my parents paying them up into the time that I started getting my own paycheck, I do believe that what they're writing back to us could possibly be our own money. Just a thought. I just wear that lightly. All right? So it's not like I don't understand people that when they get their income tax back, whoo, look here, it's like a gift from the government. Hey, that was your money to start with. You gave it without interest to the government. All they're doing is supplying it in an hour of a crisis, and that's good. That's what government and God established government to do and be. By the time that Joseph got to the second seat, through all the crisis that he had already been through, this one didn't shake him. He stood up in front of Pharaoh and said, listen, I had this dream that you've had. This is what we're going to do. We're going to harvest this all for the 7 years, and we're going to put everything back. And then for the next 7 years of famine that's going to happen, we're going to dole it out, and everything's going to be all right. So just stay calm. I can hear him tell him, hey, Pharaoh, be cool. I got this. And Pharaoh appointed, watch this, Pharaoh, because of Joseph's management, his discipline, the Spirit of God on the inside of him, the diligence and the discipline that he had, his management skills, he took a man who less than 24 hours before was sitting in the lower dungeons of his prison and made him the prime minister just like that. That's what God will do. He'll take you in the middle of a crisis and elevate you. Watch this. If you're going to lead in a crisis, get this principle down. A leader anticipates the need and how we're going to meet them. A good leader will look for trouble when there is no trouble have a solution, anticipating the need, and be ready at that moment. If it doesn't happen, everything keep marching on. But if it does, there's a leader who has already seen because he has the keys of the kingdom. Joseph got a promotion in the crisis, and his, watch this, Joseph got a promotion in the crisis in the middle of a pagan leader in Pharaoh and a pagan world. A godly man got a promotion to the second position. So to sum up everything I've talked to you about tonight, get this, and I want you to get ready for our prayer request to come, and we're going to pray for you in just a moment, every one of you. So send in your prayer request, but get this. Leading in a crisis means this. Number one, possessing godly character. I've given you five principles, five characteristics tonight of godly character in the life of Joseph in a crisis. Get this. Leading in a crisis means possessing the keys of the kingdom. Not keys to the kingdom, keys of the kingdom. You have to be in the kingdom in order to have the keys of the kingdom. You can't operate or believe these keys, nor will you submit yourself to it if you're not in the kingdom. So the keys of the kingdom, and what are they? Management, good management of your resources. People that don't manage their resources will take their paycheck, and on the way home, they'll stop by and buy a bag of popcorn, and then they'll stop by and do something else, and by the time they get home, they've lost half their paycheck. This is not a time to be able to go out and splurge. This is not a time in the crisis that you need to go out and waste all of your money on things, all right? This is not a time to pick up your phone and start buying new apps, all right? This is not a time for you to go out and start buying new video games and all the things that you think that you need. This is a time to conserve. This is a time to manage the resources. And I'm just going to tell you, as I was growing up, my parents or whoever it was that would give a little toy gun to us at Christmas or something like that, some little cap gun or something like that. It's always amazing to me that you give these great toys to these kids, you spend money on, and then they go out in the yard and pick up a stick. I just want you to know that you can manage the resources that you have if you will take hold of it and manage. That's leading in a crisis. Second thing is discipline in your life. Do you have discipline? Can you say no? Now, I know you're going to go into the grocery stores and you're going to see this gigantic chocolate cake. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have it, but ask yourself the question. If all I'm getting is chocolate cake, how is that doing for my family in the next 30 days? Discipline yourself. There may be some things, and I'm sure that there will be. Listen to me. There are some things right now that if you don't say no to, it could mean life and death. People say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to do whatever I want to. And here are all these people out there on the beach side by side, coughing on one another, everything else. That's foolishness. That's not discipline. There are sacrifices that our president said are going to have to be made. But guess who said it before he did? God and his word. That's the key. If you can learn how to discipline yourself, you will gain more than what you could ever think. The third thing is diligence. Stay diligent. Let your hands find something to do every day. I'm going to tell you one of the things, and I'm going to bring to you some messages in the some repeats of last year as I was dealing with the mind, because I see on the horizon. I read the article today that alcohol consumption has gone straight through the roof. And that's what happens in a crisis. People start going towards substance abuse and mental issues and all kinds of things going on. And as a preacher of the gospel, I'm telling you right now, find your hands something to do that's going to benefit your family and help one another. Do what you can and be diligent, because the enemy is lurking right now. They already said there's scams going on. People trying to steal the money that people are going to get from the government to survive in the next few days. Be careful what you listen to, and watch this. Your faith is only as strong as the crisis it survives.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.